Prepare to be astonished.
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Adventures in History. You've got Mac, and no guest or no Alana again. You're going to think I'm lying to you, that Alana, like, is really coming back. She is. We're just, we're waiting anxiously. I told her mic is here when she's ready to come back. So you've got another strange, wacky show. Last week, if you remember, loyal listeners, I did a thing about TV tunes. And it was a bit of a mystery show. You know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I love TV. I love history, but I like TV a lot. And one of the things I like about TV are back when TV shows had theme songs. So I had a whole list of shows, and I asked you if you could figure out what they all had in common, and they all had numbers in them. So we played One Day at a Time. We played The Odd Couple. Three is Company. My Three Sons. Eight is Enough. 12 O'Clock High. James at 15, which later became James at 16, 21 Jump Street, 30-something, Hawaii 5-0, and Route 66, and Room 222. So they're all things with numbers in them. And I actually had a number of you comment on this, and we're not going to change the format of the show permanently, but since I had no guest and since I had no Alana, and I just felt kind of weird if I just sat here and told you a history story. So I thought we would do something similar once again. And this will be the last time we do this, at least for a while. Though, you know, if all of you like it, maybe we'll do it once in a while, like once a year maybe. So I'm not going to tell you the theme right away, but I will give it away sooner. It's not going to be a quiz show like last time. So we're going to actually start with one of my favorite TV themes. And I didn't watch this show regularly. I've seen a few of them. But The Rockford Files. It aired on NBC from 1974 until 1980. It starred James Garner as a Los Angeles private investigator, Jim Rockford, who had been in prison for 5 years and then was pardoned, or paroled, rather. Worked and lived in a trailer parked along the Pacific Coast Highway. So if we just got on the highway and headed south, maybe we'd see him. Garner is, you know, he's great in everything. I loved him in Maverick. I saw a couple of those when I was a kid. I loved him in the movie Support Your Local Sheriff and Support Your Local Gunfighter, which really was, if we're honest, it was kind of really the same movie. And, of course, The Great Escape. So he's just, I like him in everything. The iconic theme song was composed by Mike Post and Peter Carpenter. Mike Post, I think he did like a million TV shows. Google him. He's kind of amazing how prolific he was. And of course, one of the iconic things about the Rockford Files, he always drives a gold Pontiac Firebird Esprit. Originally, it was a 1974, but then they gave him a new one every year. So here we go. One of the best TV theme songs ever, The Rockford Files. That was The Rockford Files. Next up, a show I watched occasionally, not all the time, but Starsky and Hutch. It was on ABC from 1975 to 1979, and it was the story of two Southern California police detectives, Sergeant David Michael Starsky, played by Paul Michael Glazer, and Sergeant Kenneth Richard Hutch Hutchinson, played by David Soul. Their radio call sign was Zebra 3. And I love the colors on the car, the red and the white. The theme song was started in the second season by Tom Scott and Mark Snow. So here we go with Starsky and Hutch. ¶¶ Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and give away the theme. This tonight we're talking about iconic cars. So we had the Pontiac Firebird in the Rockford Files, and of course the Starsky and Hutch, very iconic car. It was a 1975 351 Windsor V8-powered Gran Torino. And Glazer, the guy that played Starsky, took an immediate and long-lasting dislike to this car when he was, and that has not changed today if you see interviews with him. So when he first saw it, when he was brought out and like, here's the car you guys are going to be driving, he hated it. And he said he had three reasons why he hated it. First, in his opinion, it was big, ugly, and childish looking. Okay, that's true. Secondly, and this is the part that I like. Secondly, the idea that two undercover cops would drive around in a car that is so outlandishly over the top seems a bit ludicrous, and I would have to agree. And lastly, he just doesn't like Fords, he says. So anyway, Starsky and Hutch. So coming up, we've got Knight Rider. This was a show I watched regularly because I'm the perfect age for it. It was on NBC from 1982 to 1986. It was about a self-made billionaire, Wilton Knight, who rescues police detective Lieutenant Michael Long after a near-fatal gunshot to the face, giving him a new face through plastic surgery and a new identity as Michael Knight. The show gives us, of course, David Hasselhoff in the lead, so don't hassle the Hoff. The theme music is by Stu Phillips, but the star of the show might be, of course, the car. It was called Kit for Knight Industries 2000. It was a modified 1982 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am. So here we go with Knight Rider. Next up is another show that I watched pretty regularly up until the last few seasons, The Dukes of Hazzard. It aired on CBS from 1979 to 1985, and of course it's about two cousins, Beau and Luke Duke, their Uncle Jesse and then their cousin Daisy. It also had County Commissioner Boss Hogg and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. And of course it all takes place in Hazzard County in Georgia. And it's about moonshining, and Beau and Luke had been arrested at some point, so they're not allowed to own guns anymore. And Uncle Jesse had said he would never do moonshine again. And, of course, they do moonshine. And Beau and Luke don't carry guns. They sometimes have bows and arrows, it seems like. But they're always trying to get around Commissioner Boss Hogg and all the bad things that he's doing. And of course, there was Deputy Enos. He made me laugh. But there are a lot of guest stars, too. And the one that jumped out at me to make a tie, of course, to the Oregon Film Museum or Astoria here, one of the guest stars was Clancy Brown, who starred in the Mortuary Collection that was filmed in the Flavelle House and all over Clatsop County and in Astoria. The theme song, very iconic. It's called Good Old Boys, and it was written and sung by Waylon Jennings. And he also played the narrator in each episode. He kind of talks about what's going on. In throughout the entire run of the series, they went through supposedly between 250 and 355 cars. But the star of the show, of course, was the customized 1969 Dodge Charger. And throughout the show, an estimated 309 Chargers were used to play the General Lee, the name of the car. And 17 are known to exist today that were actually used in the TV show. There have been some reproductions made and sold, but only 17 that we know existed that were in the actual show. Pretty amazing.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
All right, that was the Dukes of Hazzard, and you know, one thing's always made me laugh about that show is they'd have these horrific accidents, and nobody would ever get hurt. So good for them. I wish all car accidents nobody ever got hurt in. All right, our next one is Magnum P.I., and I never really watched this when it was on originally. I wasn't a huge fan of Tom Selleck, but since then I kind of like him, and I've seen some of these, and they're not bad. It aired 1980 to 1988 on CBS. Tom Selleck is a private investigator, Thomas Magnum, who lives in Hawaii in the guest house of a guy named Robin Masters, who's a rich author of some kind. And he's never seen, but his voice is heard in, I think, in 5 episodes. And he's voiced by Orson Welles. I always liked Orson Welles. Great voice. But Tom Selleck is some kind of a private investigator that did something good for this guy, Robin, and is allowed to live there. And he's in charge of security for the whole estate or compound, I guess. The theme after episode 12 is Mike Post again. Mike Post was everywhere. But in theory, credited Mike Post and Pete Carpenter. With guitar by Larry Carlton. But the iconic part, the car, of course, is a Ferrari 308 GTS Quattrofoglio. I'm sure I'm not saying that right, and I kind of muffed it on purpose because I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. Long word with lots of V's in it. But a Ferrari, here we go with Magnum P.I. Right, our next one is The A-Team. It was on NBC from 1983 to 1987. I watched this probably at least the first 2 seasons completely. It's a fictional squad. As it says right, it's going to say right here in the theme song when we play it. It's a fictional squad of former U.S. Army Special Forces led by Lieutenant Colonel John Hannibal Smith, Lieutenant Templeton Faceman Peck, Sergeant B.A. Baracus, Bad Attitude, and Captain H.M. Murdoch, Howling Mad Murdoch. And they're, of course, a group of special forces that get accused of a crime they didn't commit, and they escape from a military prison, and they live in the underground, and they help people, and that's how they survive as kind of soldiers of fortune, but I don't think they ever really get paid. What made me laugh about this TV show, there's all kinds of violence, and nobody ever gets hurt because TV was concerned about how much violence was being put out there. So this show, even though it is very violent, nobody ever gets hurt. Couple of catchphrases I love. I love it when a plan comes together is what George Peppard as Hannibal Smith always says when they're successful. And then Mr. T, of course, the I Pity the Fool guy, he says, I ain't getting on no plane because he hates to fly. But the theme, once again, not the theme tonight, but it is composed by Mike Post and Peter Carpenter in a performance credited to Post. And again, Mike Post is on every TV show, I think. But the iconic vehicle in this one, of course, is the van owned by Mr. T or B.A. Baracus. It's a 1983 GMC Vandura van. So here we go with the A-Team.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
As if you didn't know that one, that was, of course, Batman. It aired on ABC from 1966 to 1968. Starred Adam West and Burt Ward as Batman and Robin. The theme was composed by Neil Hefti. And the car is actually a patent. It's actually patented. You can go on the U.S. patent website and check it out. 1966. It's patented. It's patent number 205.998. It is a Lincoln Futura concept car. So what I love about Batman, I did watch this in reruns, of course. I'm not old enough to have watched it originally, but I love the campiness, the over-the-top, and I love all the Robin's phrases, holy this, holy that, Batman, and it always makes me laugh. And I love the Biff, Bap, and of course all the over-the-top guest stars as the villains. So that was Batman, but now we've got Miami Vice on NBC from 1984 to 1989. I never watched this show. I don't quite know why. It's about undercover detective Sonny Crockett and Ricardo Tubbs as they navigate the criminal underworld of Miami. It stars, of course, Philip Michael Thomas and Don Johnson. And legend has it that this whole show came about because NBC Entertainment Division Head sent out a memo that just read MTV Cops. And I kind of think that's what the show was, at least from the clips I've seen and things like that. It was MTV Cops, so sure. The theme was done by composer Jan Hammer after during seasons 1 through 4, and then the last season was somebody else. The car was the 1972 Ferrari Daytona Spider 365 GTS, and there's also a Testarossa. So there we go.
We'll be right back. Everybody knows in a second life we all come back sooner or later. As anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you all may think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother car. My mother car.
Okay, I had to put something silly in, so that was My Mother the Car. It was on NBC just one season, 1965 to 1966. It was the story behind it is David Crabtree, played by Jerry Van Dyke. He's a lawyer who purchases a dilapidated 1928 Porter touring car. He soon discovers the car is the reincarnation of his mother Gladys, and she communicates with him through the car radio. I wonder why this one wasn't a hit. And who comes up with this? I just love this as a concept, and I wish I was in the pitch room to hear. Okay, see, there's going to be this car. The guy's going to own it. He's got a family, but it's his mother, who's dead, talks to him through the radio, but nobody else can hear him. And there's another guy that wants to get the car because it's a really cool car. He doesn't know there's a reincarnated woman in it, and he keeps trying to figure out how to get the car from good old Jerry there. So the theme music is composed and conducted by Ralph Carmichael, with lyrics written and sung by Paul Hampton. The car, which, while it claims to be a 1928 Porter touring car, is actually a custom car rebuilt by Norm Grabowski from a 1924 Ford Model T. So I don't know what we should call this car since it's been hacked so much. But anyway, My Mother the Car. Okay, we've got time for one last one, and this is one of my favorite, both theme songs and TV shows. I actually watched this for a couple of seasons anyway. It's BJ and the Bear. It aired on NBC from 1979 to 1981, and the theme song, we'll start with that first, was actually written by the creator of the show itself, Glenn Larson. He produced and made a whole bunch of TV shows, and it was sung by Greg Evigan, the star of BJ and the Bear. He played the title character. Not the bear. He played Billy Joe, or BJ, McKay. And he's a professional freelance itinerant trucker that travels the country's highways and byways in a red and white Kenworth K100 Aerodyne, a COE semi-truck. Big red and white. And he travels around with his pet chimpanzee, Bear. And I was always confused by this as a kid. I was like, Bear? Why is he called Bear? Because it's a chimpanzee. He's not a bear. But turns out he was named after Bear Bryant, the famous football coach at the University of Alabama. And one of the backstories, I don't ever remember, but I think it was explained in the very first episode, so maybe I didn't see that one. But BJ McKay was a Vietnam veteran. He was a medical helicopter pilot that had become, he was a captain, and he was a POW for 4 months in the Hanoi Hilton. So that's one of the reasons he becomes a do-gooder everywhere that he's driving around, saving everybody, they getting in trouble around him. And I do remember it got wacky in the third season because he becomes based in Los Angeles and he's trying to start his own company. And there's some nefarious licensing guy in the state that doesn't give him a license because he's friends with the rival. So BJ has to hire a whole bunch of drivers that aren't really licensed. And the first two parts of the third season, it's called BJ and the Seven Lady Truckers. And being a young adolescent, I do remember the Seven Lady Truckers really well. So here we go, BJ and the Bear.
Provide my palace, and off to New Orleans, or who knows where. okay, and this is my best friend there.
Okay, I lied. We do have time for one more song, and I'm not going to give you any details about it, even the vehicle in it, because the vehicle, let's just say, it's a mystery. I'm not really sure what it is. So here we go with Scooby. Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve. Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain.
All right. Well, I hope you had fun, and we won't do TV themes next week. Hopefully, Alana will be back, and it'll be a normal Adventures in History. In the meantime, don't forget Thursday Night Talks, October 16th, and Talking Tombstones 20, Trail's End. It'll be this year out at Pioneer, Clatsop Plains Pioneer Cemetery, on always the last Sunday in October, October 26th, and it's sponsored by Vancouver Granite Works. Thank you very much. And we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. Go make some history.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.